Blog Talk Radio.
It feels so good to be cared for. Back up now, just a little more. The feeling someone's always there, just to show how much they care. The feeling you're not alone. Now she's a part of your home, with so much to protect each day. Caring goes a long, long way. Nationwide, on your side.
This is the product of Damon Network. This is the Honeybee Files, and I am your host, the outstanding and provocative DJ Honeybee Olasky. Now, of course, on air now from Lagos, all you got to do is dial us at 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation. It's brought to you by them boys at Looking Glass Entertainment. Now, of course, this is how a spotlight goes. Anybody that calls in, you know, to want to do their teeth, they'll do it after our outstanding spotlight tonight. Without further ado, this man has been with us one show last night, and of course he's been definitely a supporter of Only Dynasty. He is our intern here, but also, and most importantly, he is our outstanding spoken word artist for this spotlight. The outstanding Soul T. Wayans. How are you tonight, sir?
I'm doing lovely, brother. How about yourself?
Hey, man. It's Honeybee Files, where we get a chance to relax, man. You do your poetry your way. It's your spotlight, and no one's going to, you know, interrupt that tonight. And, of course, you know, give the people just a rundown and who you are. Introduction to Soul T and your outstanding words.
Wow. To explain myself is always difficult for myself, so I'm going to break it down like this. I'm a spiritual, you know, fear, you know, I fear God, you know, I love God. I have many paths that I have walked upon, learning to be people like. I do have ways, you know, I accept my flaws. It's just so much, it's really hard to describe who I am because I'm still learning who I am, you know, with this new path of life. So I'm a giving person. I'm more, you know, I will give more than I will receive. I love people. I love everybody, you know. I don't see color. You know, I try to walk a straight path. I'm honest. I keep my word, you know, the best I can, you know, the situations happen, but I'm more of a forward type, you know, a gentleman. I'm old school, but then, you know, I'm a 70s, you know, child. So it was different back then because we was growing up so different than what it is now. You could pretty much be like, oh, I'm streetwise or I'm a homebody wise. I guess I'm still a some of both.
How would you describe your poetry?
Wow. To me, my poetry is out of this world because I actually don't have writer's block. I can sit down at a table, pick up a pen, and words will fall actually like rain. And I'm just going at it. I'm just grabbing words. What can I see? You know, it falls upon the paper. But being able to re-edit and get the understanding what I got from it, you know, I started understanding that it's my pieces became more spiritual. Now, I do write different type poetry. I would say I got a variety of poetry styles.
All right. Well, we're going to start off with our first track tonight, and it's really, really, really apropos for, you know, this situation. You know, the wonderful, outstanding singers, the Temptations have a song for you. It's called Get Ready.
Look.
now the moment we've all been waiting for, the first testament of Soul T. Williams. Mr. Williams, the mic is yours.
True desire. Do not be misled by the words of one. Either hatred for all and love for none. What is it makes us choose? Spiritual guidance and one life to lose. Is there nothing left in this forbidden world? Choosing the passion of a boy or girl. Clearly understanding everything that is taught. Or holding on to peace with the war that's fought. I do not believe in the words people say. Life is good till life ends one day. Shake me, wake me, but don't refuse my heart. Passion in my eyes and two hearts that set apart. Lost in my own world, flames of sensitive fire. Reaching stars with the mind to acquire. Open to all, closed to none. Seeking the truth can be so much fun. To gain the knowledge of all that surrounds. Sharing with others that we love and keep around. To accomplish reality, we must so admire, realizing we all have a true desire.
All right, and that's that piece tonight. And, of course, you know how Honeybee Files flows. We go right into it. You know, a song that means a lot to me, I Could Never Love Another.
Girl, I can't believe my reason for living, and you won't even tell me why. Before you walk out the door, there's something I want you to know, that I could never, ever love another.
And now, the second testament of tonight. Soul T, the mic is yours.
This is during a time of my life when I was actually forgiving myself. I was beginning to wake up, and this is, or should I say, this was my awakening prayer. Troubled soul. Lord, I come to you with all my heart, asking for forgiveness and a brand new start. I fell short to my flesh, and I need your guidance. Trying to do it to myself, it is not in compliance. For I have walked away from the blessings you shared with me. Now I'm lost in a world when I know and I knew my place to be. Drowning in my pain because of what I've done. I don't deserve to be forgiven, even when I became the wrong one. I need answers, Lord, for I know not what I do. Walking away from a life when I know and should have seen it through. I feel that it's too late to even go back. Hatred is around and I fell off track. I ask for a sign, Father, in which I should make to return to my spiritual being, the Lord and the devil help take. Strip me of my pain and evil that's in my life. Return to me the heart of the soul and end my strife. With this last, Lord, I peel off my flesh and then burn it, giving me a chance of redemption and a place to fit. You have shown me the way through the eyes and years I've earned, absorbing the things from right or wrong in which I've learned. Empty without you, Father, I am not whole. I ask you, Father, to help my troubled soul. That's in peace.
And now we go right back to the Temptations, trying to understand that girl. Well, let's get it in, y'all. They're listening around the world, understand this is the spotlight. And so our wonderful, wonderful person tonight, our spoken word artist, is doing six testaments. There's going to be his third coming up. So after all the testaments, then we will accept calls. So now, of course, out of Lagos, Nigeria, all you got to do is call us at 516-453-9133. And after our testament, press 1 to join the conversation. Brought to you by them boys that look at glass. And now our third testament. from our spotlight tonight. Soul T, the mic is yours.
Testimony. It's been years since I became who I am, trying to understand it for who I become. Yet it's only then I speak the words of truth and understanding to myself, planting seeds as I grow. Yet I know not whatever I know. Now, because of the Lord in my life, I accept who I am and who God made me out to be. Destined to die, yet a choice is left to me. Still by my side, my Father hears my cry, abandoned by people who tends to create a lie. Yet I can walk miles and still have breath. It is all given to me by a blessing and nothing else. Yet the Lord has placed someone in my life for a reason, a woman of integrity and spirit that I can't and control for many seasons. Bruised to the heart, I want to heal thee. Confused and afraid, she pushes me away. Yet I stand firm, for I feel she completes my destiny. Vibes are never ending, and neither are our testimony.
This man right now is on fire. Temptation is safe.
To the
Mighty Temptations, and they're on fire tonight. Of course, this is this young man's fourth testament tonight. Soul T, the mic is yours.
The rain. Tears begin to stream down my face as the thoughts of losing infiltrate my mind, causing visions of pain flashing, digging, and unveiling memories I tried to leave behind. To run or escape will be a coward towards the heart. Yet it is known that the sun don't always shine, but night and day is still set apart. Only the simple things in life would indeed set us free. Spiritual guidance and knowledge is what is in store for thee. You contain a lot when you are beneath a shelter, but to be the purifier, you should be the life you after. My cries are painted and hidden due to the fact of darkened clouds, as the acid from the sky cleanses my wounds, which are loud. Every so often, it seems that nothing can faze the please the heart that I carry, dealing with a whole old new life, exciting, a rush, yet also scary. How can an answer be found when there is no question? Outside had its purpose, and it's up to us to learn the lesson. Failure is no longer an option to me. I am who I am and who God created me to be. My faults are flaws that are not given to me by my maker. Signs of a hurtful past that haunts my soul, causing the backflashes of the heart, keeping me worthless. I walk outdoor to hide my pain under this falling of this miracle water, wanting the love of a woman and spending time with my daughters. But sometimes some things always seem to hold me back, pushing up my life and the feelings of self-lack, leaving from a lonely heart and disappointment and disdain. I stand and wonder to my own image. Am I to become the one with tears in the rain? And peace.
Outstanding, Soul T. And it's all about that, you know, that love you have, you know, for your girl. And you got to keep her. You know what I mean? You got to keep her happy. And the Temptations have a song for that, too.
Hold it. Listen.
now, the fifth segment tonight on this wonderful, wonderful spotlight. Soul T, the mic is yours. Hopefully Soul T didn't fall out in the spirit. Soul T, are you there?
I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm here. I'm sorry.
Don't be sorry. You're good. Don't be sorry. Don't be sorry. You're good.
Hey.
Just be careful. All right. The mic is yours.
Definitely. Twisted Metal Files. I am Soul. I come from the darkness, traveling to the light ahead of me. Where can I be? Who shall see? Who shall see me descend from the shadows into the light? However I choose, they shall not see me now. Yet they shall hear my voice rising out like thunder, for I fear no one. My heart beats high speed, a pure shuttle force, climbing to heights unknown to man. Look, who can it be? A child see me in the dusk dawn glow. They do not know. I shall not show. I shall not reveal who I am, for I am the voice of pure convincing strength. May many try, but my flow has grown to undeniable length. I travel around the world to feed the words that is given to me. No matter what it takes, I would face the land, air, and sea. The vision of a faded mind, I fight for my behalf and belief, given ability of spiritual balance for thy relief. I am who God created. Millions of light years and I am still insulated. Insulated with a cold that no one can strip away. Thousand has tried and I'm still standing here today. God is my witness and this I can say. Giving the Lord my soul for he has shown me the way. He has gave me my hands to feel like I feel the rest. Temptation in my flesh I rub up under my lady's dress. Yes, I said it. Dimensions of an eternal fire for my soul is embedded. I can flow down the streams of a jungle, survive the wildest beasts. The power from thy God will turn him into my favorite feast. Yum, yum, turn around to my lady and then get me some. Sex all mine, divine, so fine, inclined till I'm sending shivers up her spine. But hold up, let's not go there. Don't want your mind to leave or let you disappear. Yet I'm going to grip your thoughts so I can let you contain the same. No shame. Who's to blame? God got words that will cook your brain. So forgive me. Nah, I'm taking that back. Never subtract, attack, no slack. Straight up pin whip you till you got wells on your back. So all in this, I'm definitely real. Emerging from Purpleville, Paperville. So many men could get killed. No frill, no deal, last seal. I always got my shield. Now I can stand in the rain, sleet, or snow, traveling through the shadows in my way to go. For sure, I know. I am complete with self. The Lord keeps me whole. As dust catches me coming out, I am soul in peace.
Wow. And you know what? That poem could have went a whole different way. He could have been making love to, you know, the paper, the pen, making love to his wonderful lady. But just loving what he loves to do best, just live and be, you know, a positive aspect human being. But sometimes, guys, you know, when you mess up and now you want to start crying and now you want to start begging. Hey, David Ruffin, tell the Temptations you're the best singer of all time in the group.
As if someone else controls your very soul. I fool myself long as I can feel the presence of another man. It's there when you speak my name. It's just not the same. Ooh, baby, I'm losing you. It's in the air. Of a place I see. I'm hurt, downhearted, and worried, girl. Cause that face doesn't belong to me. Oh, it's all over.
can tell when we kiss from the tenderness I miss.
And now, as we do ask the Honeybee Files, this is the last testament of the night. We've been pleased to have Soul T. Williams here doing an outstanding banger job. Soul T, the mic is yours.
Falling for you. These last 4 months have opened many doors in my life. Surroundings of a new circle has strengthened me. Yet confusion carries its own weight, distant in the background, waiting to seize the moment to attack. Standing strong, my heart beats faster whenever you are next to me. Life is only getting shorter, and yet I love where I be. So much has happened, and we seem to be gotten closer. Fire burns with me when I think about you. As friends, I try not to step out of the line. So this feeling of love and desire I keep in my mind. Since we built an empire on the road of success, my heart has truly opened up to you. I only say a little, but would love to say a lot. A lust turned to lust and the passion that it continues to stew in the pot. Where is this going or when? Excuse me, where is this going or where will it lead? Ecstasy and chemistry is what we share, and you always became the air that I need. Overwhelmed in that day come, and it would be an honor to say I do. Blessings I receive from heaven has made me falling for you. In peace.
It's wonderful to come out of my studio and to be in my so-called Archie Bunker chair now and just relaxing to this wonderful young man that has given us a outstanding review tonight. Six true testaments. Now, this is how this show runs. We have poets out there that want to speak tonight that's listening right now on internet radio at www.blogtalkradio. Call in. You have people that might want to ask you questions about your poetry. Press 1 and enjoy and join the conversation. Brought to you by the Voice of Looking Glass Entertainment. This is the Honeybee Files. I'm going to ask you a question, Soul.
Sure.
In the art of spoken word, when you hear others do it, what moves you?
Man, to hear other people do poetry, it's almost like music to me. I always hear that flow that they give, that, you know, that delivery. And they don't even have to even just perform it, you know what I'm saying? Just to read it. Just always been something about poetry to me. It just kind of like fell upon me, you know, and I started writing at a young age. So to listen to somebody else perform a piece is exciting to me. I love it. I really do. It's just a wonderful feeling to me, man. So that's the best way I can explain that. But I
you know,
love seeing other people perform.
I love that. And I wrote a little poem for you tonight. And since you like hearing poetry, let's talk about love. And this is that piece from Olasky. We met. I fell for you. It was hard to believe that you'd like me too. The idea was so hard to conceive. Why such a beautiful woman would fall for a guy like me? Then I heard from the good man. He said, I have someone for you to see. So begin to thank, you know, my Lord above, because you are everything I need. He sent me a outstanding woman to love, to protect and lead. You are the one my maker sent, and you are the one I will always love. So to hurt you will never be my intent. Like the good guidebook said, Boaz and Ruth, we fit like a glove. And that's that piece.
That's what's up. I appreciate that. How long you been writing? How long been since you wrote that piece?
I wrote that piece back in 2012. I did that piece on House Your Days Productions with me and Ricky R. Jones. And back in the day when we would play around with poetry and all that, I'm a poet, and I always say that I can do every show on this network. You know what I mean? But I love producing and seeing great people come on and do their jobs wonderfully. Every single person from our two interns to all of our hosts are outstanding, and it's my pleasure every night to get a chance to just listen to you guys. Just like you say, poetry, it's just like songs to you. Well, broadcasting and hearing the words from others is just like a beautiful choir to me. Now we're going to go to the first call of the evening. Caller, you're live with the Honeybee Files, your boy Olasky, and Soul Teep right here on these O&E stations.
Peace. This is Asa Etun Ray.
How are you?
I'm doing well. I am enjoying the poetry once again. I had to call and chime in. And I do have a question for you, Mr. Solti, because I'm a poet as well. I haven't written a piece in a while. But I wanted to ask you, how do you handle writer's block when you're trying to write a perfect piece? How do you deal with it when you get stuck?
You know, that's a question that a lot of poets ask me. I really don't deal with it. I don't have writer's block. The best way to deal with writer's block to me would be, you know, sort of face your writing, because writer's block usually comes when it's in storytelling or maybe writing a novel. Now, being that poetry has really no rules to it, it's just the way you would like set your format. So with me, what I do is I think of a title first. From that title, I just let whatever I see, I just let it flow. That may be a good way for you to practice on something, you know, to try to overwhelm this, you know, get past this writer's block. I've done it. I don't really, like I say, I really don't feel like I have dealt with writer's block. If I just don't feel like writing, I just don't write. If I want to write, I pick up a pen. Within like 3 minutes of my meditation, I don't know when to stop. So that can help. Maybe, you know, I'm thinking that could help you in that way. Meditation before you write. I can give you a great spiritual advice on that. Meditation before you write. Clear your thoughts. Just allow your ink to take over, so to speak.
Wow,
all right.
That was beautiful.
And of course,
to Arsette, my ears.
Arsette, we expect you next time to have a piece on our poetry shows. Since you now know you're a poet. I didn't know that. I'm going to use you more often now. Uh-huh.
Well, there's a lot that you don't know, but yes, I will one day share a nice piece for all of you.
We can't wait.
Good job. Good job, Mr. Fulty. I appreciate what you're bringing to this network.
The Battle of the Network Stars Champions of the Year 2021, Arsette Etun Ray. And her show will be, you know, a little less than 4 weeks right here on these O&E stations. So, you know, stay tuned. And our next caller, you're on the line right now with the Honey Bee and Soul Tea right here on these O&E stations.
Hey, good afternoon, Honey Bee and Soul Tea. It's Genesis Amaris Kemp from Houston, Texas. I'm really enjoying the poetry, and I did have a question that I think I did miss it earlier. I wanted to ask you, what is your inspiration behind your poetry? And each piece has its own spin. So is it something that you've been through, like a life experience, or it's just the words just flow freely in and through you, and you just put it out there and spit it, because it's just, I was listening while taking a shower. I was like, ooh, this hit the spot. So I just kind of wanted to get inside of your creative psyche.
Okay. Well, the pieces that I wrote, that I read tonight, for instance, Troubled Soul. All right, Troubled Soul came from my beginning of my waking, which is what I said was my prayer. And that prayer, at that time I came up with that prayer, I also was given the name Soul. So my name wasn't always Soul. So I wanted to be fresh with that name. But my style, I really can't say I have a style. I just write. It just comes to me. I got a day job that I'm a driver. And I could be driving and then instantly, like, from out of nowhere, I'm reciting a poem. And I hate it at the moments because I'm driving. I can't really do it, so I be done forget it. But later on, it be done drop back through, but in a different sense. So, yeah, my style is at first time. I consider myself, you know, a various artist. Other than, you know, with my pen, I could get energy off of pictures, write a poem. I just got so many reasons or ways that I can write that I use them all. I just accept them and I use them.
So much. Well, I just want to encourage you that you have some amazing pieces, and I look forward to hearing future pieces from you, and I like the versatility in your style, and congratulations on your internship with this network. It's phenomenal. I was an intern myself, and now I'm advanced. So just continue doing what you're doing and be encouraged, because your pieces are touching somebody.
Thank you. I appreciate that, and I will.
All right. That was Genesis Mars Kemp. You know, a wonderful person here at this network, and she also has a show here to be on a little less than 3 weeks. Now, of course, we have another caller tonight. Caller, you on live with the Honey Bee as well as Soul T right here on these O&D stations.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. Honey Bee Oleski and Soul T Williams. This is Jared, the Gifted One Thomas, calling from Shreveport, Louisiana tonight. How are y'all?
I'm doing great, brother. How about yourself?
Always good to hear from you. I am fantastically well. I have been over here freaking out listening to all of these pieces and to all of this music. And let me tell y'all something. Soul, you got a home here at O&E. Your pieces are great, man. You are a star. And I wanted to know, when did you start writing? And where did you get the inspiration to write?
And you know what? I started writing at a young age. And I'm going to tell you, it's going to seem crazy. And not sure if a lot of other poets may feel this energy. But my mother used to make us read the Bible every day after school. So I would read the Bible from Genesis, you know. Then, okay, here goes Exodus. All right. Here goes Deuteronomy. All right. Okay, yeah, First Samuel. Okay. But I got stuck when I came onto, you know, Song of Solomon. The words it was just something about the way it was written. You know, to me, that was the most unique thing, you know, for somebody to express how they felt and to use nature to describe a female or you know, anything, you know, in a nature sense. So I started writing when I was 12. I think that was around about the time I got the Song of Solomon. But I was writing since I was 12. A lot of books became my friends at that time. So the more words that I learned, the more big words that I learned that I didn't want to use, that I figured out that it was always a shortcut to describe or put, you know, to explain something to somebody, I use that, and I use it to advantage. So I started writing when I was 12, and I never stopped. I tried, and I tried, and I tried, and every time, you know, it just kept coming back. So finally, I just embraced it, and then I embraced it with the change that I was going through in my life, and this is the product.
Feel that, feel that. Well, after listening to your pieces tonight, I have a piece that I want to read right now. It's a combination of things that I love, music and poetry. So I hope y'all like this piece. It's called I Hear Music. Okay, you ever thought of the one you love and heard music? Well, that's what happened to me. You see, I seen him dancing in my head to his own rhythm. He moved to the left when everyone went to the right, and that song was stuck in my head that very night. When we fight, I leave running fast like the spinners, not in a circle, but straight out the door. The times we be riding in the car with my hand on the back of your head, Mary J's melody would strike, and my heart was sold. I thought of you when we slow danced to John Legend in the club that Christmas, me singing in your ear, and I swear my heart was melting. When we had breakfast in bed and Total was singing about kissing you, and I kissed your cheek and you kissed my neck. When we were snowed in those few days, Patty, Dunny, and Stevie soared across the ceilings. When my heart was crushed when my papa died, you and Aaliyah soothed my heart, drying my tears from my eyes. At night when I sleep, the Fugees and the Elements found their way into my dreams, and even in there, I would be singing. Neo, Tank, Usher, and Trey Songz could all sing Marvin Gaye's tunes of love, ecstasy, and bliss. Jill, Erica, Tamia, and Janelle Monae understand what it felt like to sing about loving somebody you miss. Making love, we'd be on the ceiling like Lionel Richie, holding on to each other like In Vogue, shooting to the moon and the stars in Nirvana like Sam Smith. Nowadays, Missy and Timothy understood the rain falling from my eyes, breaking my mask like Little Kim in her disguises. Mariah, Whitney, MJ, and Prince understood the power of a kiss, heartbreak, and loneliness, because I sang their songs until my lungs hurt. Selena was daydreaming about her love the same as me, while Babyface closed his eyes trying to go to sleep. Now I'm trying to get back right with you like Jaheim, and I know like Darnell Jones where I want to be. Like Queen Aretha, I know there ain't no way I can love you if you won't let me. So I'll beg like the Temptations, TLC, and Drew Hill, because without you, it's killing me slowly. Hearing your voice is Lady Gaga, Evelyn King, Billie Holiday, and Betty Wright when I think of you every night. I hear music.
Now that was one of the most most enjoyable poems I've ever heard, because I'm a DJ. And every single one of those people you named, I absolutely love. And shout out to Evelyn Champagne King, a good friend of mine from the city of Philadelphia. I got a chance to talk to Evelyn last month, and she's still doing the thing. And I was so glad that you did your join with DJ Cassidy, you know what I mean, doing the Christmas Eve thing, man. It was so good to hear you sing, you know what I mean. Ugh, Evelyn, you know, I love you very, very much. Jarek, that was wonderful. Soul T, how you like that piece there?
That was a tight piece. I like that. I enjoy that.
Thank you.
Yes, indeed. And, of course, Jarek, the gifted one, is here on ONE. He'll be on in a little less than, you know, 4 weeks right here on these ONE stations. And, of course, now it's time to reflect on tonight. Soul T, how'd you like tonight's show?
Man, I really enjoyed it. I was, you know, me myself, I really ain't a spotlight person, but I, you know, I really enjoy the opportunity.
You should
to express
be. You
myself.
Should be.
I do love.
You should so. Be. We're gonna stop that. You know, you should be because you're always giving it, you know, this time for people to get back to you. So I don't want to hear that no more. No, you are deserving of the spotlight tonight.
So, but yes, definitely. I appreciate, you know, the O&E Network, Looking Glass Entertainment, everybody for giving me the opportunity to share my work. You know, like I say, you know, tsunami is definitely coming.
All right.
Be prepared.
All right. Tomorrow night on these O&E stations, we come right back on with the coach, Derek Gibson, and Huddle Sports Nation, 9:30 Eastern. Daylight time on these O&E stations, and of course, Damon Network has advertising to O&E, which is Ola Deli Ingo's Enterprise, which is, of course, at www.lookingglassentertainment.wordpress.com, as well as Ingo's Primetime One at Damon.com. We're Ingo's Time over Twitter and Instagram, Ola Deli Ingo's Paris, Google Plus, Ola Deli Malewa goes here Facebook, as well as our business page, you know, the Honeybee Files, as well as the Historic, Determined, and Motivated Online Now Network established 2016. And any comments, suggestions, or wonderful program tonight, oh, lay, and gmail.com, and I am. The International Internet Radio producing and disc jockey enshrinee for the class of 19 and 21 of this century, and more importantly, your mother and father's favorite. That's right, your mother and father's favorite producer. I always will be. Ola Deli Malewa goes to saying good night and good luck. So all the folks out there on Force Ready, radio, that's of course on a constant basis. I want to thank everybody tonight, you know, that had the time to share with Soul T. He's an outstanding human being, and I'm telling you, man, get yourself together, because I could never love another. That's right, all the folks out there, you know you love O&E. Good night, y'all.
Girl, I can't do it.